Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Andy?
Love Boat!
Nice. Greg?
Love Boat!
Tyler?
Love Boat!
Me? Love Boat!
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
getting
good.
What's with the Cappy shirt? Sonano's going to be here in a minute. So what's with the sunglasses?
I don't know. It's like bright in here, like it's the sun outside. My God, it's
you
so
need
bright
sunglasses in here? You like Nicholson in
it's
here?
It's so bright in here.
Well, you can turn the lights off when I leave.
I don't usually jump in on Supercross. I just wanted to give an update.
Yep.
Sedano's in his dressing room getting ready. He's probably about 5 minutes away from joining you.
True.
Okay?
Wow.
He looks
joking.
Great, though.
We're not joking.
We're just talking a little bit. He's relaxing, getting ready, okay?
Good God.
So Mr. Sedano will be here in about 5 minutes.
It's just radio.
He's nervous, though, today, because he hadn't been on the air in like a year.
Oh, he'll fall right back in.
I mean, everybody
it.
Busts your chops all the time about the vacation.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen anybody take a longer vacation than what George Sedano just
I would
told?
Like to say, again, I don't begrudge anyone for taking vacations. Cappy.
I know. I have guilt. I have vacation guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't know why you do. Everybody's entitled to it. By the way, the big thing about vacation is you're better when you come back.
Mm.
You know, it's like it lets some of the angst and some of the anxiety and some of that stuff go. You get it clear.
It makes
then you're
your
back.
Life feel more balanced.
Yeah.
So when you're at work, you don't feel like you're overworked. You don't feel burnt out, all that stuff. Take a vacation, Cap.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. No balance. Don't have the good balance.
You don't seem like a balanced guy.
Now, are you still like letting her rip in terms of everything, eating, drinking, smoking, all that stuff? You're all over that.
I haven't stopped any of it yet. Today, I'm taking small steps. Today, I eliminated cheese and mayonnaise.
Do you eat a lot of mayonnaise?
Not a lot at all. Very, very, very rarely.
I'll eliminate mayonnaise. Yeah. That's easy.
Very rarely. But there was a thing that I was doing today. I was like, you know, a little mustard mayo would be delicious. And then I was like, you know what? Don't do the mayo.
Yeah, it's a good.
Don't do the cheese. Do the mustard and the pickles. And I've got like a new, I'm trying to go with like some new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't have the desire for the things that I think I'm supposed to have.
So what's the new flavor?
Well, like pickles and mustard.
Mm.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
I like pickles and mustard.
Ooh,
pickles
you.
And mustard?
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of cheese normally too?
Not really.
So you're not really giving up anything.
You're not giving
That's
up anything.
True.
You're
I've
giving up
nothing.
Two things that you don't even
Correct.
Eat.
Correct. That's true. That is true.
It's quite the sacrifice.
Yes, I'm really trying to deprive myself. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
what willpower, Cap?
I am you're, never going to
eat really
these
example
things
to all
I never
of us.
Eat.
Yeah, right. Let me serve as an example. If I can quit cheese and mayo, something I never use.
What else do you hate that you're giving up?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that a little bit. But I'm getting there.
So
September 6th, it starts.
September 6th.
The diet starts.
That's not opening night.
No, that's two nights
before. Two nights before.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the day after Labor Day, right?
Right.
God, can you believe we're almost there?
Yeah.
We're almost at football.
Can't wait.
World changes when football comes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Less stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Less stupid stuff,
right.
More football.
Right. But you know what I got to say? It's been a really fun summer of stupid
stuff, completely
hasn't it?
Agree. I have had a blast this summer at this radius. The Mandys were fun. The softball game was fun. We did really. No, sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at him directly in the eye.
Sedano's here.
Sedano's here. You should all stand. All please rise.
Look at him.
Sedano's back.
Wow.
The honorable Sedano steps right in.
Yeah. Look
Jason,
at.
Jason, I actually have a question for you.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Right out of the gate. Which
it's good time
I
for this. Yeah, the one with the red light.
So I'm on vacation.
Yes.
And I noticed something on Instagram. You posted something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked you about like wanting to be verified. And you responded to them. Do you want your phone to get hacked?
Why would respond? First of all, I thought it might have been somebody very nice trying to help me to get verified.
All
I said was, "How do I do it?"
And then he said, "DM him,"
and I didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I was worried.
You're saying if I DM him, he's going to hack into my Instagram.
He's going to send you a link or something. You're going to click on it, and then that's it. Your phone's gone.
I won't get sucked.
All your crypto's gone. Your phone. Your
bank.
It's gone.
Are you verified on Instagram?
Yes.
How?
Explain the company
to him, George.
Well, I work for the company. Why doesn't the company do it?
I don't know. The social
Call
media
Call the company.
Team.
Are you verified on Instagram?
I'm not.
See?
I don't want to be.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's a thing that everybody wants, so I don't.
Are you verified on Twitter? You're verified on Twitter.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be verified on Instagram. Yeah, screw
you
Instagram.
You
I don't.
Ask the guy how you can do, how no. you can become verified.
I've decided I'm going to be like regular guy, man of the people.
Venice
I don't
Mace.
Care. I don't care if I got a blue check mark or not. I don't need that to validate my life.
You said that for years with Twitter, and then you got the blue check.
Right, and then you, yeah, but you're literally asking people how to get verified.
Yeah, no, I'm
was
curious.
Worried for you.
So what do you do on your vacation? What does George Sedano do on vacation?
It's a lot of drinking.
Yeah, so
sure.
Let me ask you something. Did you go out of town? Did you go to Miami? What'd you do?
I went three separate trips. We did a Pacific Northwest trip. I'd never been. Beautiful part of the world.
Like where in the Pacific Northwest?
Oregon coast.
Oh, beautiful.
And then Seattle.
Yeah.
And then we drove to Seattle.
Nice.
With kids, as Andy can attest and Cap can attest, is not easy, but easier than I thought. And then we came back to L.A. I tried to come to the dinner, but then my wife got COVID, so I ended up staying home.
Oh.
None of us tested.
Oh, the corporate dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
You weren't
that.
There.
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
on vacation that
right.
day.
That was the night that was the night that Vin Scully died.
That's right.
Yeah. It was the night Vin Scully died. Right.
Right.
And I literally did the show from my house as my three-year-old kept walking into the room, and we just figured we'd
oh,
make
I
it
heard
a bit.
That. I heard
Which
some
I
of that.
I loved
yeah.
that. That was fun.
And then and he talked to Ireland and Cappy and wasn't interested in anything Cappy had
no,
to say.
He
no,
like my
actually,
voice.
That kid does not like Cappy.
Not at all.
Like my voice.
He was very interested in what John had to say.
How old a man is that?
Three.
Three. Yeah. Yeah, that man does not like you.
Yeah. Immediately, we noticed
that. He was like, I can't stand that guy's voice.
I don't like his voice.
Well, I literally said, would you do whatever Scott asked him, I said, do you want to do this? He's like, no. But whatever Ireland asked, he was willing to do.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, well, he probably also knows Ireland recommended a great restaurant for him in the South Bay, so that's probably what
he Oh, okay.
Kid loves to eat. But anyway, so wife gets, I took off with the kids. I called, we tested out, like we kept testing for a few days.
Oh, so your wife tested positive and you guys all tested
We were negative.
Negative.
We kept testing negative. And then eventually I said, I don't want to cancel this trip. I don't want to lose money. So I'm just going to take the kids with me since we've tested out of the protocol.
Which trip was it?
To Miami to see my mom.
Oh, okay.
So then we...
you took
I took
germs.
Both children.
You took germs?
No, they were
no,
they
no,
tested,
we tested
negative.
Out.
They tested
I
out.
Oh, okay. But still, you guys were around Kelly, no?
No, she left.
No. You weren't even by close
certain,
to her.
She went to my in-laws' house.
By a certain point, if you have not tested positive, the odds are extremely
no, well,
low.
We called the doctor right. and it said 5 days and you're good. You're in the clear. So my wife immediately, that day, when she had already gone to my in-laws' house. They were on vacation.
Yeah.
So she stayed there away from us and we tested out. We flew. And then when she eventually tested negative, she met us in Miami.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then I did... From there, I have a buddy who lived, and Cappy will love this, is a horse guy. You were a horse guy.
Yeah, I was. I went to the track last Friday. Cappy picked up the check.
Kentucky. Went to Kentucky.
Really?
Buddy of mine, who I grew up with, is a hotel guy. He's worked in hotels forever. Got his first GM job in Lexington, Kentucky. And he has stayed there for the last 5 or 6 years. And we went there. We did the Bourbon Trail.
Did you go to Churchill Downs where they opened?
We did. And I did a little mint julep while I was there.
Nice.
This is good
nice.
To know, though, because when you have a Kentucky Derby trip planned and you can't find a hotel room... Now Sedano's got a Lexington guy.
Sedano's Ooh. Got a guy.
Yeah, I do have a guy.
He got a Lexington
exactly.
guy.
Exactly.
You need a guy like that in Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cappy, I want to ask you about, did we talk yesterday about the Love Boat controversy?
We did.
Okay. There's
do
a controversy?
Do you know the Love Boat controversy?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so here's
I need
how
a coffee goes. Today. I'm tired.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just started.
I know.
It's like you've
I'm
been
like
here,
you.
You've
vacation.
Been here for like 5 minutes.
That's it.
But
I'm
it's
tired.
Hard to come back from vacation, yeah. particularly on a Thursday.
Well, I've already done a TV show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
What'd you do?
NBA Today.
I didn't see it.
I mean, you should have watched.
Yeah, you should have watched.
I was driving.
Yeah.
So,
Andy, do you speak at all anymore, or what happened?
Andy, what's going on? Did you disappear?
I'm enjoying hearing Sedano back. Yeah. I haven't heard Sedano in so long.
I'm going to listen to him all day for the next 3 hours.
Yeah,
I figure
talk.
He got so much energy.
Yeah.
Where's Christopher? Christopher, can you get my phone? I left it in
he's
your office.
Like your, he's like your... He's,
I'm like Key
he's,
now.
Right, he's like
he's
little
your
key.
Gopher.
He's little Key.
I'm the new Key.
Little Key.
He's your manservant.
I'm the new Key.
Oh, yeah. You're the new Key?
You finally won.
He serves me like
you
like
finally
he
won
key.
After the separation.
Oh, I did. God. Yes.
You became
I won the
key.
Divorce eventually.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Man. Let's go. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here
you see?
He comes.
You call him. He comes. He comes running.
So the Love Boat controversy is that I said to Greg, quietly.
Like
I
not
said,
on the
Greg,
air.
Do
like
me
quiet,
a favor.
Quitting.
Do me a favor. Let's not have the Love Boat thing at the very beginning of our intro to the show. And I said, can you handle this without making it into a big deal?
Yeah.
So he called Chris and
said, oh boy.
Hey, would you mind taking that out? And then Bergman totally unveiled me as the one who was demanding that it be taken out.
Ooh.
And it turns
Why
into
are we
a
changing?
Thing.
You're changing the stories here, Mace.
I'm changing the stories for my own purposes.
There was a... There,
thank you, Chris.
Here's your phone, George.
Oh, yeah. Here comes George's phone. Chris brought it.
What? When I was...
Is Chris excused?
Do you want coffee?
Yeah, a little coffee would be nice.
I'm on it, George.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
When I was, before I left on vacation, there was something else you did that you claimed that it wasn't you, but it was you. What did we do?
What did you do, Mace?
It's not always me. Seems sometimes like it's other people.
I mean, Bergman is laughing over there.
Bergie,
I don't remember what it was before, but I remember this one.
No, there was, I will remember eventually.
Yeah. No, there was something else, but
there's always something.
But Laura says the promo. This. Wait a minute. I'm owning this. I'm coming out and saying this is, I didn't want it there.
You didn't want the Love Boat.
No.
Because it's his
you
thing.
Right, it's his thing. I don't want to borrow his thing.
No, I get it. I actually don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I said, if you want to do me doing Love Boat, Love Boat.
Yeah,
put
there
that
you
go. In. That's
well,
good.
You see, what I said was, we're no longer three-hour shows.
Yeah, that's true.
We're now, just nine.
We're just like one nine-hour show now.
Yeah, right. Sure. 1 9-hour show.
That's right. Yeah.
It is.
So his Love Boat is your Love Boat.
Right.
What he's
we
saying.
Can share
we're
the
all
boat.
The same Love Boat.
We can all have. Love on the boat.
Well, we all use each other's drops all the time.
Yeah.
You use No Not Really, don't you?
No.
The McVay drop?
No, we don't use that one. No, not really, actually.
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's a good drop.
Yeah. Love I saw you did a live
all
one
purpose.
For you.
Yeah, he did. How
I
about
saw
that?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
We had a fun time out at Rams camp. Did you see it hit me? Hit the sled?
I did not.
Oh, I hit the sled.
I saw
hard.
You hit
Cappy,
the sled.
Did you see me hit the sled?
Of course I saw you hit the sled. Oh. I like the way you got underneath with leverage.
Yep.
And then lift it, and then really put your hips
did you do
underneath.
Well?
Yeah, I mean, I really used your midsection and your hips.
Really
very
did.
Nice. Very Aaron.
And you didn't hurt yourself.
Aaron Cromer, the offensive lineman, came to me afterwards and said, you have a future.
Really? And you didn't hurt
I don't even know if that's the I've heard that name.
Aaron Cromer. Who knows?
I think he's on
he might
show.
Be like an assistant to somebody. He might not even be a player.
I saw actually on Twitter, Marcellus complimented your form.
He did. I got praise from Marcellus, who I understand.
Where is he these days?
I understand he's on the loose.
Oh.
On the loose.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Free agent, huh?
Marcellus and Sedano in the afternoon.
Hey, sorry,
Cappy.
A second. Hold
You're
on
not replacing Cappy.
Hold on a second here. Yeah. Wait a second.
Cappy wants to work in the morning anyway.
Cappy, do you want to work in the morning?
You know, I don't know yet. It's going to depend. It's going to depend on how Sedano is when he comes back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to give Sedano through the end of September.
He's trying to stab Key right in the back.
And then I'm going to try and then I'll make some decisions.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You're trying to wangle into the morning show, our morning show, the Keyshawn J. Will.
He wants the Cappy show.
No, I just, listen, I like
I don't
the
know,
afternoons.
I'm just making that up.
But here's the one thing.
Yeah.
George has been gone for so long.
Oh, wow. In a cup.
Now, Christopher Morales brings
has brought coffee.
His coffee.
Thank you, Christopher. Oh, nice. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. It's very nice of you.
Wow.
Do no sugar, just slack.
He needs his shoes shine, too, Chris.
Speaking of shoes, have you seen Cappy?
No.
Flip-flops.
He's got flip-flops.
I wore flip-flops yesterday.
With a suit?
Not with a suit.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
That's weird.
Cappy actually looks like somebody who could be on a Love Boat right now.
Love
it's a very, very boating outfit.
Absolutely does.
Here's the thing. During the summer, I wear flip-flops every day.
Mm-hmm.
With a suit?
It just gets to the point, George, where I can't wear shoes anymore. Mm. So on a day like today where it's hashtag lit live imaging Thursday.
Yes.
If Chris is going to come into the studio all schmaltzed up, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like to meet and match what Chris does.
Right.
But as much as I was about to put on some brand new slippers today, I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm keeping the flip-flops on. Now, Lindsay tells me that I violated company dress policy.
I wore slides yesterday. Is that really company dress policy?
That's what I hear.
Is there such a thing? Is Lindsay there? Is there a company dress policy that says you're not allowed to wear sandals or slides?
I mean, you could be in real trouble with that.
Look, we work for Disney. Of course there's a dress code.
Really?
No, but is there a specific rule against wearing sandals or slides?
I think there it's like a flip-flop. Not sandals or slides, but flip-flops.
No flip-flops.
Is it an open toe?
I think it's a safety issue when you wear flip-flops.
So, what am I doing? That's so difficult.
Workplace.
I'm going to get hurt.
No, if something
Listen,
falls
I don't
and it
make
crushes
the rules.
It's an open toes thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the question in terms of safety.
Yeah. I was worried that everybody was going to complain about
also,
my feet.
Also, you have that weird toe.
Well, right. So my left foot.
Oh, that's
my
right.
Left
it's
foot
got the
is,
weird toe.
No, my left foot is a very
doesn't
nice foot.
Doing its own thing.
Left
yeah.
foot,
yeah.
very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it right now, Cappy. I wouldn't go that far.
Right foot, though, is disgusting.
Yeah.
By the way. Go ahead. Finish off.
Right, my point is maybe I can get a pedicure while we're on the air this
no,
afternoon.
No.
Well, we
do
already had
that.
Your nose hairs removed.
You had your
removed
nose hairs removed. You've done all this
so,
stuff.
I've got a source
mm-hmm.
that says the promo, Mason had it pulled, blamed Greg.
I didn't blame Greg. I said I had it pulled.
He says you blamed him, though. This person said you blamed him.
I asked Greg to keep it quiet, and he didn't.
Right.
And then I owned it.
So who's the source?
Bergman.
I mean,
who's
the
source?
I can't give you
It's got to be your boy, Chris.
No.
No.
It's not. Who's the source?
I mean,
is it Julian?
It's not Julian.
Julian.
Clinton Yates is in there back there somewhere.
How did this come up remotely? Yeah. I'm minding my business.
Yeah.
Just sitting back here watching y'all do your thing. Suddenly the Clinton Yates name is mentioned before mine on today's program. Unbelievable.
What's up, George? How are you, Clint?
I'm good. I'm better now.
Is he coming in
today? By the way, how many times would Ireland have pivoted to sports in this 10-minute conversation?
So anyway, George, I didn't even look at the clock. It's been that long.
At least 37 times.
Oh, yes. No question. So if you need to know about soccer, Professor Yates has a doctorate in soccer.
I heard.
And he knows.
He's watching La Liga on ESPN Plus.
George, let me ask you a question. Did you know that all soccer fields did not have to be the same size?
I did not know that, actually.
You did not know that.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
So when presented with that information, would you think, wow, that's idiotic, no other sport does that? Or would you immediately jump to the one thing that we all do and talk about?
Well, baseball has that.
Thank you, George.
Yes,
thank
you. Do you really think that I didn't know that there was different dimensions in baseball fields?
I think that you hadn't thought about them as the same thing because you were looking down on soccer because you don't know much about soccer.
I like soccer.
You're anti-soccer.
Why would you?
Really?
Why would it be different?
When was the last time you watched the soccer match?
Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Tuesday. I was there. I was at LAFC.
Why would it be different?
Beyond Tuesday.
I watched the World Cup qualifying.
Oh. When was that?
It was a couple months ago.
George, ask him.
It was in the middle of summer.
Who was playing in the World Cup qualifying?
This is not about me. This is about Sedano being back right now.
who was playing in said World Cup qualifying?
Who was it? USA was playing. They were playing Mexico. They played Honduras. And they played Costa Rica.
Just say names. You're going to be right. Little CONCACAF.
Paraguay.
No, but they're all in the CONCACAF. I know a little bit about soccer.
All the Guays. Every single Guay.
All the Guays. You watched all the Guays.
Through the Guay bracket.
Uruguay. Said Honduras and Costa Rica. Yes.
So, you know what would be good? No, okay, so this is total aside, right?
Go ahead.
This. Are you doing it in Ireland?
What's that?
You're going to talk sports?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, Cappy.
Where's Ireland, by the way?
I think he's in Idaho.
Idaho listening to this show.
Yeah.
He's actually listening. I'm not kidding.
Complimenting things that he hears along the way.
Ireland definitely rolled his eyes 37 times in the last 2 minutes listening to me.
Come on, guys. Get back on it.
Some thin material. So, Cappy, do you really aspire to do a morning show?
No.
You don't?
Not really.
Why did George say it?
No, not really.
Well, we joked one time. I said, because we talked about, we brought, this Marcellus conversation came up once before.
No, not really.
I said, oh, look. We can do Marcellus and Sedano. And Chris said, wow, you'd let him have his name first? If for Marcellus, I would. And then Cappy was like, well, then I'll just go work in the morning. I'm like, you can go have the mornings, bro. I'm never going back
to that. You know what? I got two words for
Cappy, I'll join you in the morning.
Okay. No, hang on a second.
Big CY.
Mason and Cappy in the morning.
Ooh. You would never wake up in the morning.
Oh,
you
I did that for 25 years,
And
George.
What was the last time you woke up before 6 a.m.?
Six.
You wake up at 9 a.m.
I think I had a flight a while back where I had to get up that early.
Did you say you're going to Costa Rica next
week?
Yeah,
going to Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah, I love Costa Rica.
You were there recently before the pandemic.
This is kind of like our go-to. It's great.
How long does it take to get there?
Little hot springs.
Hot springs, hot river out of the mountain.
6 hours from here. Huh? Yeah. Now, 6 hours.
Basically same as Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh. The flight is 6 hours?
Yeah, flight is 6 hours and direct.
I shouldn't complain about
that.
San
Jose.
I drive to Mammoth for 8 hours. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, and then we go ziplining and whitewater tubing and a bunch of stuff.
And you got hurt one time there. Didn't you? Didn't you have like a concussion?
Yeah.
You get hurt everywhere.
Yeah. Just a brief concussion.
You fell down some stairs, you told me.
Yeah, that did happen. Well, there was a girl with a margarita and I was trying to get around her and down I went. Mm.
You're not very coordinated.
I'm not.
But you're not.
He's
not.
Good with a sled.
He's good with the sled.
Knows how to get his hips through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, the thing
he's
is
good
just
thruster.
Right. It's just right.
Indeed. Oh my God, this is going completely off the rails, which is beautiful because a lot of times when John's here, he'll be like, okay, that's it, we got to go. And then
we would have talked about Kyrie four times already.
So Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Never. No. That's the one topic
we actually did it so we could say we did it. You got to at least
appreciate one thing. What? The NFL always has a flair for drama. Hey, let's have the Broncos start against Russell Wilson and let's have the Broncos start against the Seahawks in Denver. Let's have Deshaun Watson come back
against
in
the Texans.
Houston against the
Texans.
Oh,
no, they definitely picked that.
Well, no, they actually didn't.
You don't think so?
I don't want to say facts here because it's dangerous.
Allegedly.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
At 11 games, if he plays 11 games, you've got to play that much for your contract to vest the next year. So he's playing the maximum number.
No, no, he has to play six games.
He has to play six games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For it to vest. So it to vest.
Right.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Well, also, too, I mean, look, if the NFL
But Cappy's going conspiracy.
No, I get it. I get it.
Because he's Cappy.
Right.
I've heard he doesn't believe in journalism. He believes in sensationalism.
Look, and I am 100% behind Cappy on this. Sensationalism's fun.
It is fun.
That being said, though, if the NFL was going to bother to try to get Watson a bigger suspension, you know, trying to show that they are outraged by his behavior, put off by it, you don't then turn around and try to make his return more dramatic, because that's going to get out.
Now
it's going to get out that you tried to do that.
Course, I nominate Andy for being the first person to bring up a sports take during this.
You did.
No,
though.
You did.
I said we talked about it, so we didn't have to talk about it.
And then Cappy, you gave Cappy the in.
Then
Cappy went right through
a
running back.
I'm playing yes.
He went like
I'm
Nick Chubb right through the line.
Really? By the way, Nick Chubb is the running back you choose?
Well, because we're talking about Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Not Kareem Hunt?
By the way, on your bingo card, we talked about Cleveland, not Lindsay.
That's right.
Oh,
right.
So, by the way, you see this kid, this Matt kid?
Let me see.
Yeah, Matt. He's
your hero.
Yeah,
your softball team.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
this kid, good looking kid.
That kid.
Are you gonna smell him too or whatever? Like you did Laura's boyfriend.
The boo.
Yeah,
the boo is making.
Are you gonna call him delicious like you did Laura's boyfriend?
He was like tight end for Arizona State or something.
No,
like that.
Purdue and San Diego.
Purdue and
State.
University.
No, San Diego. Yeah. Not San Diego.
What's up? Good looking.
There's Slugger Matt,
my man.
All right.
I've had dinner with Matt. Have you?
You're telling me I've got to go out. Hang on.
Let me smell this guy.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. They are proud to sponsor Super Crosstalk. We're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next at full strength, Shedano and Cappy for your afternoon drive. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
420 in the Southland.
Yeah.
We've waited for this moment. For months. The return of George Sedano to the radio.
Andale!
About damn time.
Live Imaging Thursday on Sedano and Cap. Welcome back, Sedano.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It is good to be back with you. Present in the flesh together. Cappy's here. Producer Lindsay, producer Laura. Clinton Yates, the big CY, is somewhere. I'm sure he'll
pop
on.
He is somewhere in there. Yeah,
he'll pop on somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cappy,
you're still wearing the sunglasses, I see.
Right.
Well, you should put yours on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should put yours on, too.
Sure, no problem.
Put yours on. When you put yours on, then we're going to hit Eminence front. Okay, let's hit it. Let's get it going for a Thursday.
Yeah. Come on.
Sedano and Cap.
Yeah.
Your Thursday afternoon right now.
Yeah.
Bow, ba-da-bam. Beep, ba-da-boop. Da-da-da-da. Ba-doom, boom, ba-beep, ba-da-bop. Ba-da-bop. Boom, ba-da-bop.
The internet's not working.
Beep, ba-da-bop.
Transition week.
Welcome back home.
Under construction. And the TVs look like the beginning of Independence Day.
Or like Poltergeist. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
I was like really little when that movie came out, but I still remember it. It was terrifying.
We wanted to make you feel nice and at home.
Yeah, I could see.
Welcome home, sir.
George Sedano, welcome
back. No, you're not driving.
Oh.
Sedano's back.
No, I'm back.
Sedano
drives.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
I wanted to actually just, like, hand off to him. I wanted to just...
No, we don't need that.
No, like, here, like, I've been driving this thing for, like, the last 2 months.
Did you like
on vacation.
It?
No, here. The keys are yours.
Okay, let me finish this coffee.
I'm happy to be over here.
How is your coffee, sir? Is it ready? Is it good?
It's delicious.
That's from the machine in the back.
I know. It's
really?
Pretty good. I just like black coffee. I don't like anything in it.
Yeah.
You would have been so proud of me about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I went to the back mm-hmm. where there's a vending refrigerator.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, not a machine, a no. refrigerator.
Correct.
You can open it up and take anything out of it that you want.
Right, you have to pay for it, though.
Well, oh, it all works on the honor system.
It does, so you are not honorable, is what you're
well,
saying.
Well, hold on a second.
Come on, Cappy.
I told you you're going to be proud of me. Listen to this.
Okay.
So there's definitely a little camera in there because you can see that they're watching you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So they know you're either a good person.
Or a terrible person.
Or a person who's willing to take multiple things out of the machine and not pay for them.
You are the nefarious type?
Well, let me tell you what the dilemma was.
Yeah.
I took the bottle of water out of the refrigerator. Now it tells me I got to pay.
Yeah.
I don't have my wallet on me. I don't have my card.
Yeah.
So do I leave?
Where is your wallet and
just
your card?
Just down the hall. Oh, just down the hall. Yeah. You're going to be so proud of me.
You went and paid.
No.
Came
no,
back?
No. This is better.
You put it back.
No, it's better.
What?
Did you give the camera a message?
No, I didn't do anything.
Did you give the camera the finger?
No. You guys are going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't have my wallet. I didn't have my card.
Yeah.
Should I pay? Of course I should pay. That's the right thing to do. They're watching me.
Yeah.
My phone.
Oh, dang.
Apple Pay.
On the vending refrigerator on the spot with my phone.
Get the out of here.
Yes.
Wow.
I did that.
No way.
I did that.
Nobody showed you how?
I did that on my own.
Wow. I'm impressed.
It does kind of walk you through
on
the
steps. On my own.
Yeah.
It does. That's true, Lindsay. It does tell you to hit the thing on the side.
Yeah. I don't think so, man. Yeah. I think that there's no cue of any kind to use your phone, and I figured it out on my own.
I mean, there is, but, you know, I'll give it to you, Cappy. I'll give it to you.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me that dub.
Does Rachel get an immediate alert when you use the Apple Pay? Why are you buying a $2 soda?
Why did you buy a $1.75 bottle of Dasani?
Yeah.
There is a camera in there.
It's not even
Cap.
Good water.
Yeah.
It's
easy now.
Yeah. Easy. Hey.
It is good water.
Who are friends at Dasani? There's countries that don't have clean water, George.
There's hell places in the United States that don't have clean water. What are you talking about?
Right.
Did you know soccer stadiums and fields are different
yes,
lengths?
I did. I did hear that recently, actually.
The big CY Clinton Yates of them.
I'll see you guys in a little bit. All right. I'm going to go get some coffee, and I'm going to pay for it with my card, and I'll be back.
Yeah. Try with your phone. It's better. Very gratifying.
Where are you going?
I feel like you paying with your phone could be dangerous,
all
though.
Right.
Because I feel like you're literally just going to be like, beep, 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 everywhere. And then, like, all of a sudden, Rachel's going to be, like, calling you as your accountant, Rachel, not your girlfriend, Rachel, and be like, Scott, you have no money left in your account. What the hell are you doing?
Right. You're maxed out.
Right. Well, the thing is, I fought having credit cards on my phone for the longest time. Does everybody here have...
Yes.
The ability to pay
with
your phone?
Well, I have an Apple card. Mm-hmm. So, and it gives cash back. So I actually have the Apple card that has the cash back portion, and I use the cash portion.
Mm-hmm.
How lovely.
Yeah. You know you can do that.
No, but let me tell you something.
Now don't try and explain it, because he'll never be able to figure it out.
I've taken my sunglasses off, and now that George has taken his sunglasses off, and now I can see how tan George looks from this vacation. You know what I mean?
And I wasn't trying to be tan.
Let me tell you what we need to do right now, you
What's
and
that?
Me. Yep. Because I missed you.
Okay.
I told you yesterday. I
you texted me yesterday.
I texted you yesterday that I miss you. You know what? Let's bring it in right now, you and me.
Right now? Yeah. Wait, we're supposed to be on the air, though.
Yeah, I'm going to come home.
They're going to bring it in right now.
Okay.
They're walking over towards each other. Aw, qué bonitos. Look at they brought it in. Okay, now, guys. No, don't hold LeBron. You guys got a show to do. Let's go. Come on now.
Cap looks way more excited than Sedano, by the way.
Yeah.
Sedano's like on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe like a 3 excited, but Cap's like a 12.
Like 3.5. Yeah, yeah, 3.5.
Where am I on the scale? Yeah. Where do you
think? You're like 20. A 12.
12, she said.
A 20.
Yeah. You broke the Richter scale.
Really?
Of affection.
Listen, look.
It was nice affection.
Look how cute he is.
Yeah.
He started talking about, I mean, obviously we all missed you, George, but like yesterday especially, Cap started to get a little teary-eyed. Like, I really miss George. Like,
he texted
really
me. I'm not even joking
when
I said.
So he said.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Without exaggeration, you've been off for a really long time.
I have, because I don't generally take I only have several weeks out of the year I can actually take vacation.
Right. And so I feel like, when was the last time like where you were really on? And I'm not talking about come back for 2 days. I'm talking about consistently. It's got to be...
I would say July, like 20-something, okay. Like 20th or 21st.
It was before I went on vacation.
So just say...
22nd? July 22nd?
July 22nd. Today's August 18th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full 30 days. Okay?
Close to it. Not really, but sort of.
Okay, and so of the number of days that we were on the air
for doing
that
math,
time, right. Well, in this case, I'm rounding numbers.
Yes,
but I've worked with Clinton Yates.
Yeah,
who is a complete pleasure.
Yes.
Okay.
Beto Durang,
total pain in the ass.
Yes, huge.
Okay.
Yeah. That was done purposely, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that was one of those like we're trying to drive him out of this radio station kind of moves.
I don't know about that, but I mean,
Beto. Here's the thing about Beto. Beto is one of the most lovely people on the
He
planet.
Took you to East L.A.?
No. Well, so I'm just saying, off the air, he is one of the most lovely people. We hug it out, he and I. You talk about bringing it in.
Yeah, yeah.
We're both equally at 10s when we bring it in together, me and Beto.
Yeah.
But on the air, he's exhausting.
Yeah.
So Clinton, great. Beto, tough. DeMarco, just amazing.
It's Teddy Bear.
I mean, he's the vice president of the Dungeons and Dragons Club of his high school.
Yeah.
You know? So I've got, on one hand, the handsome man president.
By the way, next time I see DeMarco, I got to tell him, I was, during one of the days I was on vacation, it was like random, late at night, couldn't sleep for whatever reason. I was like, all right, I'm going to get another bourbon. And I was watching the NFL Network at my hotel, and there was like the Rams Super Bowl, 1999 Super Bowl yearbook. Nice. And DeMarco is all over that thing. Yeah. I mean, looking good, too, by the way.
Yeah. So DeMarco's easy. Clinton's a pleasure. Beto's a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, you know, every day of working with different people, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm on remote.
Right.
You know, we had an Andy Kamenetsky appearance.
You had an AK.
There was an AK.
Yeah. Ramona?
Yeah, Ramona.
Oh, Momo.
Everybody. I mean, I've literally...
Do you call her Momo now?
I call her Ramona, I think. I
feel like you're not there yet. You haven't graduated.
Yeah, I feel like I still call her Ramona.
Yeah, it's fine.
So I've done the whole thing. You know, I've done the whole staff here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
And take the keys to the car.
Now, are you going to be jealous if I tell you one thing?
Maybe.
When I was in Seattle in one of my trips.
Okay, wait, let me guess. You hung out with like PJ Carlissimo and he took you to like a really good
restaurant. No, actually, I did not. I was not able to hook up with PJ.
That would make me jealous. Okay.
No. But I did another show.
You did another show.
Sort of. So Zach Lowe had been texting me. He was like, hey, can you come on the podcast? And I was like, I'm not in LA. I can do it from like my hotel room in like the morning. And like we figured out. So I did the show. It was literally the only work, in air quotes, that I did while I was gone. I mean, it's the Zach Lowe podcast. Pretty huge NBA podcast.
Is it really?
I mean, it's like the biggest one, actually.
It is, huh?
Yeah. And Zach's my guy.
Okay. So,
I mean, I work with him on NBA Today.
So as far as am I jealous, did you cheat on me while on vacation?
I mean, I worked with Zach.
Yeah.
Do you want to have Zach on the show?
Sure.
He's in Croatia right now.
Just to bother him, yes.
Yeah. No, I can't. I don't even know what time it is there.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. My guess is his phone is off.
Point being.
He's a little curmudgeonly.
Yeah, I don't really care if we have him on, but just for the sake of him being on vacation and then reciprocating, that would be nice.
Yeah, it would be.
Now, just one last thing on this.
Mm-hmm.
But your vacation schedule for the summer is not quite done yet, is it?
No, I've got one more week.
Explain this.
It's not actual vacation, though. He's working.
I am working.
Not for us.
So I had... I didn't know I was going to be working. It was supposed to be originally a staycation.
Uh-huh.
I was just going to chill.
Uh-huh.
But then I got an assignment, a TV assignment, to call my first college football game on TV.
Really? Who are we calling?
Bethune-Cookman at the University of Miami.
Bethune-Cookman at UM.
HBC. You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your color commentary?
Forrest Connolly, who played at Florida State with Charlie Ward.
Okay. I'm glad you said what you said, the second part of
that. He was an offensive lineman. Really good.
Yeah.
Two-time, I think, ACC, All-American offensive lineman, something like that.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, really nice guy. Met him this week.
Okay, so you're going to do a football game.
Right, and then actually I'm flying in earlier that week now because they want me, College Game Day wants me to do like a sit-down with Mario Cristobal for College Game Day for when they play Texas A&M in a couple weeks.
Unbelievable.
That's big time.
Unbelievable.
You can see Cappy's heart breaking right inside as you're doing this.
Because now first he's with Zach Lowe. Now he's getting down with Mario Cristobal.
Can we get
and then I'm
going to
be on game day.
Then he's going to be on College Game Day.
Wow, that is
big
time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen?
They may fly me into College Station.
I'm going to tell everybody what's going to happen here at 7:10.
Yeah.
Everybody better start preparing for when George Sedano leaves this show.
That's not happening.
People need to start because
that's what Cappy wants.
It's going to be the Cappy show. My show.
There's going to be a lot of competition for the Sedano seat.
Yeah, because then it could be Kaplan and whoever.
Right. Beto wants it desperately.
Yeah.
Okay. Beto just wants like a daily consistent job, especially at this time of the day where he can drink all day and play golf and then come in and do sports.
Right. Thing. But he could do that if you worked with him in the morning.
True.
But Cappy, what if this causes us to go in a different direction and we just sit you on the bench, and you're the fill-in guy, a high-paid fill-in guy, but nevertheless.
I would have no problem with that.
I mean, didn't you just sign a contract?
Yeah, maybe.
No, you're good.
Maybe I did. Maybe. I'm not sure if I did.
You never know.
Did you not sign it?
I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Oh, my God.
Not sure.
Who's, you know, I mean, did Rachel double check everything you're supposed to do?
Yeah, it's you got to check with his accountant.
It's not that. That's not it.
Yeah.
It's another whip. It's a second one.
Wait, what?
It's a second one.
You have extra whips? All right, let's talk about this on the other side.
Tired of
ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPNPods. That's Amazon.com/ESPNPods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed, a live imaging Thursday on Shinato and Cap. Shinato's back!
It's hashtag lit.
On this day in 1979, the number one hit, Chic, Good Times. That Studio 54 music where Cappy and I with the pixie dust.
Yeah.
And then Shinato comes in and says, hey, guys. I almost cleared it. I stepped on it just
a
little
bit. Really close. Really close.
Not bad.
By the way, just to bring back to Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk.
Super Crosstalk, sorry. Shout out to Dead Meow 5. On Twitter.
I know that somebody actually created a name that's that.
In the community, and you can be part of the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust by finding the community section in your on your
Good
Twitter
luck.
App.
Good luck, everybody.
Well, no, I was showing, shouts out to you, Tom, earlier. If you just go to Laura, she's pinned it.
Yeah.
Oh, then there you go. Just go to Laura.
And then click
at Unique. So anyway, he says, when I was talking about Mason kind of blaming Greg and trying to take stuff off the air or whatever, he wrote, I said, there was another instance of this recently before I went on vacation, and Dead Meow 5 says it was the promo of Corporate Greg saying Mason Ireland suck at interviews.
Corporate Greg.
By the way, the great Clinton Yates, the big CY, now joins the family
Hello,
table.
Hello, CY.
I just wanted to tell you, George, the community has graduated from middle school to high school since you've been gone. I mean, the level of interaction has gone to a level that I love.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are in on every single bit, every single joke. I don't even have to listen to the station half the time. Sometimes when I'm out and about with the consigliere, as you know.
Right, because you just look at the community.
I just look at the community. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can keep up with what's going on.
And
Beto has responded, by the way.
Yes, he has. But the community is a very supportive place. Now, you talked earlier today, Chris.
Well, I shut it down when someone tries to be negative.
Yeah, because people ask, they go, well, what are the rules of the community? And George is like, be nice.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
Yeah. Chris, though, you have pointed out that the Mason and Ireland Reddit channel is back,
and it's even more
toxic.
Of a cesspool.
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Well, their audience, the P1s of that show, there's a small sect of P1s on that show. They're just always angry and
total
cranks.
Yeah.
They
total
don't like
cranks.
Anybody except Mason and or Ireland.
Yeah. Okay.
They hate everybody else.
Well, then stay on Reddit with that. You know what I mean? That's exactly where that
belongs.
That's
the point, is that the community, the Circle of Trust, very supportive group of
people.
Very
supportive.
For example, today, somebody sent us a tweet and explained to us that they were listening to yesterday's podcast.
Yeah.
And they had a baby while listening to the podcast.
There you go.
I mean, in labor.
L'chaim.
In labor.
I said, mazel tov.
Listening
precisely.
To the big CY and Cappy.
Yeah.
That blew me away,
Downey,
by the way. That blew me away.
It was Jason and Downey?
Jason and Downey.
Congrats. Jason Downey's a long-time listener.
Mazel tov, Jay.
Yeah, that was amazing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody has come together while you've been gone and come back.
By the way, Dead Meow 5 is on fire right now.
What's he saying?
He says, L.A. Cappy shouldn't be jealous of George doing another show while on vacation. San Diego Cappy does another show all the time down in San Diego.
True. So everybody was kind of on me this week because...
the Padres thing?
No. Because of the... Monday, Tuesday of this week, I actually took the days off. But the reason I took them off is because I was intending to take my daughter and drop her off at college. Good thing I didn't take her.
Yeah.
I stayed home to deal with the other two.
Yeah.
That said, I was also down in San Diego doing my San Diego Cappy thing because we were celebrating like our 2-year anniversary of putting this radio station back on there. So I had to kind of be there, you know?
Right.
So I had to be SD Cappy early in the week. Now I get to be East Side Cappy again here this afternoon.
Not to be confused with Rome Cappy. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I watched him.
Yes,
I
that was another thing. Yeah. So this guy's all over
the
place.
He sold sided hats.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
So again, the community. How supportive is the community?
All they wanted the sided hats. I saw.
Not only did they want them, and not only did
you sent it to them.
I did. I don't know how I actually did it.
You're
but
moving
I,
merch.
I pulled it off. I sent it to them. I mean, of course, I just sent it to them, right? But everybody's rocking it, posting it. And then these guys are all jumping onto my app, and they're all creating content, and they're all helping out. Because you know why? Because they're the community, and they all want to help each other.
Wait.
I have a sided hat. It's in the drawer in my desk in the TV building.
Somewhere.
We
totally forgot to bring this up, but we found out. Cap sent out all these sided hats, like millions, right? Millions of sided hats.
Millions.
Someone tweeted at us and said, Did Cap realize he left his own home return address?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, when he sent the sighted hats out to everybody?
Here's the thing. So, in all seriousness, like, I asked my kids to go do it. So I said to my kids,
of course they did.
So they didn't even think to themselves, who am I sending these hats to? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. They just sent them out to everybody.
That's
so,
a security breach. Right.
So Casper Villa's got me, and Siobhan's got me. Yeah.
Siobhan we like. We trust Siobhan.
Ray,
Casper Villa, we trust.
Yeah, we trust Casper too.
Dead Meow 5 guy.
Dead Meow 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other update that's happened since you've been gone is that I'm recently single. I got on.
I heard about this on the dating apps.
I got on the apps and I'm back off. Yeah, but there have been some aventuras in the interim that were very fun.
Oh.
So we can update you all.
So for all, this community talk, George, it's very important that on Wednesday of next week when we are down at Union Station.
Are we going to arrive there in like grand fashion like Stephen A. did on First Take where he did the whole show on a boat?
In a dinghy?
Yeah.
By the way, if you're going to get on a boat, wearing a jacket that looks like a life jacket is not the same as actually wearing a life jacket.
I was a little jealous. I was watching that on a flight, and I'm like, my son loves Stephen A. My 3-year-old, literally, like every time he sees Stephen
as
A.
as opposed to Cappy,
right? Yeah. When he hears my voice, right?
No, he loves Stephen A. You know what? It's the cartoonish nature of Stephen A.
He lives all the Bloviating.
Very entertaining human being.
He literally, like points at the TV and goes, "Stephen A.'s here." We loved watching Stephen A. But I was a little jealous. I'm like, you know, we need to do like the LA equivalent.
Okay, so here's what we should do.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, when we show up down at Union Station, we should probably show up on the train. Like, we should get off the train.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. That's tough to coordinate.
I know it is.
That's tough to coordinate.
Yeah, but we'd have to also go to a different station.
That's what I'm saying. Because like, then you'd have to, you know, you'd have to.
And
get
then
off.
The timing of it. Yeah, that.
What else
that's
can we do?
More challenging.
We need to come in. Maybe like we ride in on some big wheels or something. You know what I mean? Like some kids' toys, some kind of kiddie kind of train car thing.
I don't know. We'll have to plan it out. Right, we'll
give us some thought, will you?
By the way, speaking of events, so we have the one on Wednesday.
I'll be there.
And it's, you know, big deal on Wednesday, so make sure you get out there. It's at the Union Square Station, right?
Yeah, so let me...
Homebound is the name of the place?
Yeah, Homebound is the name of the place.
Give everybody all the details here. Yeah. Here it goes. You ready? Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station.
Right. We're going to be hanging out watching the Dodger game on TV.
And we're going to be doing the show there from 4 to 7.
Right.
I know Balake's coming by.
Yeah, he is. He's going to have beers.
Big CY's coming by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beto said he would be by.
A lot of food and drink specials.
Yeah.
And so that's all on Wednesday, August 24th. And we really want the community to come out and be part of it.
Absolutely. And then on Friday, okay, we've got our fantasy football situation going on. If you've got a fantasy football league and you're looking for a place to host your draft, your live draft party, we got the place for you. Join the Mandy Award-winning crew at the Hollywood Park Casino on Friday, August 26th, for our fantasy football draft party hosted by you and me, Cappy. And here's how. Listen to the entire show today for the cue to call, and you could win a table in our fantasy football draft party, and you and 7 friends can come hang out. Everyone must be 21 or older, obviously, because you know there's you know, gambling and stuff like that. Plus the chance to win Rams autograph prizes, all sorts of stuff. And even if you're not a winner, don't worry. You can still press the flesh with us. We'll be broadcasting live, as you mentioned, Cappy, from 4 to 7 on Friday the 26th. Next Friday at Hollywood Park Casino, eat, drink, and draft. Dude. So keep listening to the show. So Wednesday and Friday, you get to hang out. Both days, perhaps?
We got a big week next week. Yeah. Seriously, next week is going to be a monster week. Wednesday, the event happening, and then Friday, the next event happening. Lots of opportunities for the community to come out and press the flesh, bring it in, do all those kinds of things.
It's like a home and home. You know what I'm saying? You got to break in between.
Trying to decide what I'm going to eat at Hollywood Park Casino, because remember last time you got me one of those?
Yeah, that was the Beyond Burger day. That's when you really opened your mind into the world of non-meat burgers.
Right.
And I tried to tell you that it's not just about the cause. It's about the taste.
Yeah.
And I think I convinced you.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
By the way, that game I mentioned I'm doing, Miami Bethune-Cookman, Beto's going to be my spotter. He's my spotter.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. All he spotted for me a few games last year on radio. He's going to spot me.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah,
you got 225.
I mean,
on the bench?
Do you want a spot?
Hell no, I'm not spotting you.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, it probably would be fun for you and me to hit the road together. Yeah,
you've done that before, though, Cap. You've done spotting.
No spotting.
Cappy, you want me to get you like a little sideline gig on ESPN Radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because you know why? Because I'm not doing any NFL sidelines during the season.
I'll just make a call. We'll make this happen, Chris. Should I have Cappy be my sideline guy when I'm doing these games?
What do you think, Chris?
No.
Let's go down.
No, Chris says no.
To Cappy.
Chris says no.
Yeah.
Let's go down to Cappy on the field.
Let Chris discuss why on the other side. Why? On the game, because I'm doing a couple NFL games to start the season.
All right.
So let's have Chris decide why not have Cappy be my sideline guy for these games. I'm working one with, you're going to be so jealous with who I'm working
with. Oh, really?
In one of these games.
Is it like John Kinjemi?
Super jelly. No.
Oh.
No.
You know I love John Kinjemi.
Former general manager in the National Football League.
Don't tell me it's like Mike Tannenbaum guy.
Former general manager.
I know who this is.
National Football League. Okay?
Don't tell me Louis Riddick or somebody like
on
that.
On the other side, we'll tell you why Chris will say you shouldn't be my sideline guy next.
Live Imaging Thursday on Shidano and Cap.
Shidano
is back.
I am.
On this day in 2014.
Triumphantly returned.
Taylor Swift released the song Shake It Off.
I don't even like Taylor Swift, but this is a really catchy
banger.
Song.
As yeah. the second single from her album, 1989, Cappy.
Yeah.
Do you ever like to Shake It Off?
Come on.
Why is Bronstein here? I love it.
The Ram stuff.
Oh.
He just can't leave, you know.
I love him.
He's back.
I missed
love
him.
Bronstein.
Did you see the way he's got the sideburn beard thing happening? Did you
he's
check that
kind
out?
Kind of always had
I,
that.
I was going to mention something on that. You know, as the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community, I like to make observations when yeah. people start making it. Cappy, yeah. the normal dye job, if yeah. I may, on the hair. yeah. No, is no. Listen to me.
It looks good.
It's moving out, and yeah. the silver, the gray is moving. The salt and pepper looks great right
now. And you know what
yes,
you did?
That's
you,
what I'm saying.
You also went a little shorter on the side,
yes,
which I think looks better.
You took your headphones off and turned around. I was like, that's a good look. And haircut and the salt and pepper's looking well.
Okay,
nice.
so the other day I go to get my haircut and she says, "Are we gonna color your hair?" And I'm like, you know, let's wait it out a little bit. So last time, Rachel, she dyed my hair. With Just for Men.
Ooh,
and dude,
like Keith Hernandez,
yes. And yeah. some of the dye got onto the floor of her shower and cannot come off.
Oh yeah,
did Christopher? So, did you just
that
dip?
Stuff is permanent.
No, that was a nut.
Oh, okay.
I can dip if you want.
No, don't do that.
Okay. I just thought to myself, if we can't get this off the tile on the shower floor, what is it doing to my brain?
Oh, thank
my
you. God.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So I've decided that I'm going to let it go for a little while.
Just go.
Let 10 years of pixie dust, and now he's worried about what he puts
I'm
in
I'm just saying, the salt yeah. and pepper is a good look because it's moving in well on the lower layers. It's not
good.
Dominating the top. And, it's just kind of moving in on the side.
And the tighter fade is better for you.
Yeah, it's a better look.
I don't know what they were doing before, but this is a much better
look. This is much more, like I said, kid and play style.
Yeah. So, Cappy.
Very, yes, very yes. current reference.
So Cappy.
Yeah.
I, if you want, I can make the call to see if you can do maybe a couple sideline games, but Chris doesn't want to let this happen.
Well, first off, Steve Mason checks in on text.
Oh.
He says, Mason would be a great sideline guy. Lots of experience. Although I'm booked most
He didn't text me, though.
It's a one-on-one.
Oh.
Although I'm booked most weekends with Trojans and Rams, Cappy is perfect for the gig.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Do you really want to bring Cappy into your world of television? You've worked very hard.
Well, no, this would be radio.
It's still.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
but
is
it's,
this is a different sector of the company.
It's game day operations is what it
TV,
is.
Because TV, they've already got a sideline reporter assigned. On radio, sometimes it's hit or miss. We have one. We don't have one. It just depends.
You're not afraid that Cappy's going to take over a seg if you throw to him, and next thing you know, he's going full.
No, he's a pro.
Dude, you know how many times I've been at NFL games?
You've done this for a while.
Where they're like, one time we were at an NFL game, and I was like, Kevin Harlan is in the booth, and Kurt Warner, and all of a sudden this rainstorm happens in Seattle. I mean, crazy nuts rainstorm. Not you're surprised.
Sideways,
in Seattle,
yeah.
Right, and they send the teams into the locker room, and Howard Denaroff, who is the executive producer of Westwood One, goes, Kaplan, you ready to talk? You ready to vamp? And they were like, let's go down to Scott for the next half hour.
And it's like,
right, and it's just pouring. And I'm like, let me describe what's going on down here. And there's the grounds crew guy, and he just walked by me, and I just vamped for like 30 minutes.
Wow.
So if you need it, I can do it.
Well, I've done that. I did a game in Dallas where the rim was bent, and we had a 43
minute
delay.
Right. Yeah, it was rain
like
delay.
It was like the Sedano show on ESPN NBA television. So anyway, do you want it? You want me to tell
people
you who I'm working
people
with?
People are guessing who you're working with in the booth.
Yeah. Hold
and
on.
You're saying a former NFL...
Former NFL GM.
Can I guess the team?
Yeah.
Is it Kansas City?
No.
Oh, dang it, I was off.
How about...
I'll let you take one guess on the team or the person.
I'm trying to think of who's a former NFL GM that's kind of in the ESPN family. I said Mike Tannenbaum, but I think he was like the Jets GM.
And Dolphins.
Yeah.
That's not him.
Can I have a hint, please?
My guess was Scott Pioli. That's what I was guessing.
No, it's not Scott Pioli. Former Raiders general manager Mike Mayock.
Oh, really? Mike Mayock. I've worked with Mike Mayock
in the booth with yours truly.
I've worked with
for
Mike
Denver
Mayock.
And Houston. Houston Mike, Texans
played,
at Denver Broncos.
Mike played baseball at Boston College. Sidebar.
There you go.
Yeah,
I knew you'd be a little jealous. You did recoil a little bit.
I've worked with Mike before.
Yeah,
on a couple of different
I've never
NFL
worked
broadcasts.
With him.
Yeah. God, one of the most miserable games I think I was ever at. Baltimore Ravens hosting the Indianapolis Colts on like the day before Christmas, freezing cold, soaking wet. Mayock's upstairs. I'm down on the sidelines. It was miserable.
Yeah.
Is this what you want to deal with?
on your weekends? You guys are like
more
in the
of
bus,
him,
and he's like, yeah. "Oh yeah, this reminds me about '93. I was doing a game,
right?
Yeah. Come on,
yeah, that's true.
I can play in the tape deck.
Yeah. You go great. To the media room, right. and they're like, "Oh, they're serving this now. I remember back when they used to give us full sandwiches. Right. Like enough. Right. Do you want to deal with that?
Yeah, I don't think I want to deal with it either.
Yeah. By the way, do you want me to get LeBron on the show since he signed the new contract?
Well, yes, of course I do.
Yeah.
Are you?
I mean, he's like busy vacationing somewhere.
Are you willing to do that now?
I mean, maybe.
You think you got the juice?
No, I probably don't, but I could always make the ask.
Yeah, who are you going to ask?
I can just go to his agent.
Okay, so you're going directly to his agent.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't go directly to his agent. Of course I would go through the Lakers.
I would say that it's probably a very busy time for LeBron's agent and agency.
And Lakers.
Well, yeah, but I'm just thinking about now they're signing NIL deals with high school kids.
Dude, I saw that. Malachi Nelson deal. That's a huge deal.
That's a big deal. That's a, like, American economy
but
shifting
wait, didn't,
deal.
Didn't, like, he, like, all of a sudden, like, decommit to USC and, like, Texas A&M was in the picture or something like that?
It wasn't, like, a decommitment.
It was like, I'm opening up my commitment. Right,
solid verbal right. certainly it turned was, to a non-verbal.
Right. It was like, you know what? USC sounds good, but if I can make more money at Texas A&M, maybe I should do that.
Those oil guys at Texas A&M. First of all, Texas A&M is, I feel like they're going to be super overrated this year. They're like the... They always are. They're like number 7 in the country right now in the preseason poll. And I'm like, I look at their schedule, I'm like, that's like an 8 or 9 win team at best. Like, that's not number 7 in the country.
Yeah.
So Malachi, if you want to go there, that's fine. But you're like, here's the thing. If you're Malachi Nelson, do you want to come to SC with Lincoln Bleep and Riley? Now, look, I actually think SC this year is not going to win the Pac-12. Okay. I think Utah is the better team.
They are the better team.
But Lincoln Riley is the best thing. And this is not hyperbolic. It's the best thing that has happened to USC football in 50 years.
Let me say this, though, George. I think the one reason why you go to a place like A&M if you're a kid like that is that you can step into a scenario with just a little bit more continuity in terms of what the
Jimbo
program is.
Jimbo and whatever.
I don't
but
know
you're
that
play
the ceiling.
Second fiddle to Texas every
I agree.
Year.
I don't know that the ceiling is higher, but I think that if you're a kid who's looking for a little bit of structure in your life, you walk into an SE situation where everybody's the hotshot transfer or whatever, you might not want that sort of internal competition, even if you're not necessarily going to reach the top.
I'm a person that I believe in competition. Like, you know, and look, you brought in the USC helmet.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Yeah,
If I'm Malachi Nelson, I absolutely not want to go to
Laura's
Texas A&M.
Laura's protesting. I asked for the SC fight song, and as a UCLA
no,
fan, she's
a UCLA
like saying
Bruin
no.
Fan.
Wow.
She's legitimately saying no
Shut it down.
To the SC
I
fight song.
This is going wackadoodle right now.
It is going wackadoodle. I'll tell you that
but
right
this
now.
This is the house that Key built, and Key is a Trojan.
Very true.
Yeah.
Look.
Man of Troy.
I understand.
Yeah.
I want to just say,
his
though.
Birthday party was great, by the way.
I was in Vegas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
You want to pick that up,
there.
Clinton?
Yeah, I wasn't there.
That name drop.
Yeah. I was actually invited to that one, Lynn. How about that?
Yeah. Whoa!
Hey. No, we're saying he was. You missed it, Sedano.
Yeah.
He was saying he was invited because usually he's not invited to a lot of these things, and then he gets mad.
So
and then
yeah, it was
what
one
happened
thing.
With this soccer thing.
It was
what
one thing. So here's what happened. I was filling in with Momo, and we sit down to do the show, and I look over through the glass, and every single person from the station I've ever met in my life is rocking their LAFC gear, talking about how they're going to the game. And I'm like, are you serious? I didn't hear a word of this. Not a soul told me. And luckily, the great Beto Duran got me a ticket and got me in. So I bum rushed the set. And that's when I got into an argument with Slee and Greg, who were trying to tell me that they knew everything about soccer.
But he got angry.
I didn't get angry.
We played
the
audio all day.
I was shocked. I was legitimately surprised.
Stunned. Flabbergasted. Even.
Flabbergasted, as Stephen A. would say. You know what I'm saying? I was stunned
that you weren't invited. Like it wasn't like a natural, organic invitation.
Not even close. Yeah. I'm the only one that goes to that place. Who are not the people that work on the broadcast here with any regularity at this station. Actually, Laura does too. That's not even the point. The point is I got to
it's
go.
It's a beautiful stadium.
Got to meet Jacob. It was really fun.
It's
listeners.
The LAFC.
It was fun.
Mario. This is Mario. Have you heard of
I
Mario?
Love your Mario.
With
I love
Clinton Yates at the bank.
Yeah.
Steve Mason shows up at the bank with, what's the guy's name who's like their new hotshot guy?
Oh, Gareth Bale.
With Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
Right.
Gareth Bale is a badass.
That was a good pull.
I mean,
pull.
I didn't know if you meant somebody on the broadcast or somebody on the team.
Everybody else like panicked, like, who? With Gareth Bale.
I didn't know you even knew who Gareth Bale was.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't.
He doesn't.
Do you know what country he's from? Take a guess.
England.
Yeah.
Strike one. No, he's not English.
Scotland.
Strike two.
Oh, isn't he Welsh?
Ding, ding,
that's
ding.
That's what it
he's
is.
Welsh.
I mean, that's English. That's England adjacent.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Instead of living in Beverly Hills, you live in Beverly Wood.
Yes.
Okay.
It is in the UK. That's for sure.
England adjacent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to Williamsport this week, tomorrow.
Tonight. Oh, wow. Yeah, for the Little League World Series.
That's where I'm going tonight. So yeah. I'm going to do that.
They had a little lightning delay today.
They did have a
long delay. The only reason
delay.
I know that is because we were on TV and we were on ESPN as opposed to ESPN2, and then I had to throw to ESPN, to the Little League World Series.
Oh, really?
On the air.
The reason I'm going is because the international teams are now back, so that we
yeah,
get
I saw
a
that.
Little bit more flavor yeah. in the pot in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I'm excited
sabor.
About that. Anyway, it's good
sabor.
To see you.
A little sabor.
Are you flying alone?
I fly alone.
Yes.
Julia.
The consigliere is not coming?
Julia, do you want to come to Williamsport? When the international teams are back.
Right. When you're a consigliere, you go.
No, Julian is not coming. Julian is...
Where's Julian been?
I haven't seen Julian in like 3 weeks.
That's
wow. He went on a Sedano-like... run
do you
in terms
text
of
him?
Vacation
no?
and doing other things.
Do you still yeah, talk? Or
by
just,
the way,
yeah, no, we're fine. He's just been out of town.
I will recommend if you like bourbon, go to Kentucky. Like,
oh.
I'm not even joking. People think like I know the idea of Kentucky is like what? Why would you go to Kentucky? I went to Kentucky and had some of the best alcohol and best like mixed drinks. I don't even like mixed drinks. I'm like a straight on the rocks or neat guy. This was some of the most delicious stuff ever. Do yourself a favor. Go there. It's super cheap compared to every place else I've been.
I was at the Derby this year and sampled.
Well,
said,
that's the other thing.
Said goods.
We now have Sedano's hotel guy in Lexington.
The mayor
got
is
your
my guy.
Mayor.
Yeah.
And he's
well,
like-
actually, the governess is a Southern California native. Of Kentucky.
How about
the
that?
Governess of Kentucky.
The governess.
She's grew up in the South Bay.
What is a governess?
She's the governor's wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought there was some other made up.
No,
title,
she grew up in the know? South Bay.
Oh. Really?
So there's another LA connection right
the
there.
The governess. You laughed as if you knew that meant the governor's wife.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I mean, what else would it be? Let's just say I didn't know. What else would it be?
I don't know. Maybe she owns an NBA team for all I know. I don't know.
In Kentucky?
Well played.
Thank you.
Kentucky is the team. They used to
be the Colonels. Yes,
they're now the Spurs.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, I got to go to Cappy's house this weekend.
I heard. Let's talk about that on the other side.
We're having a sleepover.
And speak.
I'm going to wake up tied up.
Camp 710. Yeah. That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, that you're literally doing that. That's what you're doing. Anyway, and I do have something on LeBron, that a little morsel for you.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a morsel.
All right, we'll do all that coming up.